Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hi everyone and welcome to episode 15 of the Goal Getter podcast. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you four tips to help you break a weight loss plateau. So I hear this a lot from people, that kind of struggle with not seeing consistent weight loss results all the time. And what can you do about it? So the first thing I want to mention is that it's very normal to not see weight loss results every single week. You have to realize that your body is not a machine and it's not going to just always do what you tell it to do or what you want it to do. It has its own way of doing things. And we can't really expect that like real consistent numbers every single week. It's just not going to happen. So I think also having the expectation that you're going to lose weight every single week is a little bit naive, perhaps, because, you know, it's not realistic. There, you know, you're going to see, you're going to have periods where you'll have weight loss and then it might stall for a little bit. And in those moments where it stalls, then that's where you have to sort of evaluate and review and look at, okay, what have I been doing? And something's maybe not working. You can sort of jiggle things up a little bit and then move forward again. But even during the, you know, times when you are seeing progress, you might have some weeks where you see a little bit more and some weeks where you don't see any at all. And it's really normal. It doesn't always necessarily mean that you're actually doing anything wrong. But I think that there's this expectation that, oh, you know, we should be losing weight every single week and it should be constant until you get to your goal. If that's the kind of idea that you have, I want you to realize that that's really unrealistic and weight loss is actually not like that. So just so that you understand that it's normal for weight loss to be up and down. It's like, you see that diagram where people have the expectation that it's linear, it's straight line. And if it was linear, you wouldn't have a struggle. You wouldn't be here listening to this podcast because it would just be a straight line and it would just happen, right? But it's very up and down. And that's just the way it is, okay? Because there's also a lot of different factors that come into play here too. But I want to share some tips with you today, which will hopefully help you break a plateau if you've maybe been in one for a while and you're not really sure what to do to kind of get things moving again, okay? So before I dive into anything, I also want to share with you that when people are not seeing results, the automatic thing that they'll do is go and reduce their calories. Okay. And I don't agree with that. Now I agree with it to a certain degree. Like for example, if you're already eating a lot of food and then you reduce it slightly and you're still in a kind of healthy range, okay, that's fine. But what I see some people doing is, say, for example, they're maybe tracking their macros or tracking their calories in MyFitnessPal. And what I often see is they are maybe eating at the moment 1,500 calories per day, which is already really low. And then they drop their calories down maybe to 1,250 per day. Or maybe someone's 1,250 per day, and then they decide to go down to 1,000 per day because they're like, oh, if it's not working, then I'm going to go lower. You don't want to go lower. You only want to reduce your intake if you're eating a lot to begin with, right? But when you're already eating less, it's not about eating less even more, because that's also going to impact your metabolism and also how you feel sort of on a daily basis. If you start bringing those calories down really, really low, right? And that can impact your metabolic rate. So that, for example, if your calories go down really low, then you can gain weight much faster. So when you start eating normally again, the weight comes back on much quicker. And then moving forward, it's also harder to lose weight as well. So you really want to avoid that situation. What we do with our clients in the academy is we talk more about, well, we don't calorie count, because I don't really see that as a long-term method. I think calorie counting has its place, and because you can be educated and you can see, okay, how much calories are in certain foods, and it can be fine for that short-term period. But when it's like, you know, you're calorie counting for years and food is only numbers, I don't think that's very helpful for people, especially people that have a long-term dieting history and not a very healthy relationship with food. So in the academy, when somebody isn't seeing results, they've hit a bit of a plateau, there's we have, first of all, a plateau guide, which they can go through and just start implementing the different things. And I'm going to mention some of them today. I'm not giving all of them away, but I'll give you kind of a little bit of a taster of some things that we would do in the academy. And the first thing is that we actually look at the combinations of your meals, the balance of your meals. So we have like the Weight Loss Academy fat loss formula. And what that actually is, it's rather than having to calorie count, what we do is we teach people how to create their own meals. And it's sort of a balance. And we have meals that are like high carb, low carb, medium carb. And it's not that anybody needs to be afraid of carbs. It's just more about teaching people portion sizes and how to actually balance out their day, right? That's essentially what it is, okay? Now, when somebody hits a plateau, we don't want to reduce calories. We want to change the balance. We want to change the structure, right? So what you could do yourself is, I don't want you to go hungry, but I want you to think about the structure and the combinations of your meals, right? So say, for example, for breakfast, what we would do is we could maybe swap out swap out the higher carb breakfast, and we could go for a lower carb breakfast and a high protein combination, right? So that could be like eggs, an omelet, poached eggs with smoked salmon, scrambled eggs with mushrooms and tomatoes and avocado, or Greek yogurt and berries, chocolate chai pudding. Could also do a smoothie, but if the smoothie was with like Greek yogurt and some type of milk and stuff like that, it wouldn't typically be high carb. And if you have like some berries and a small banana in it, it would be completely fine. So that's like just changing the combination and changing the structure of the meal rather than eating less, because that's what people automatically do. They'll think, well, I'll not have breakfast, or I'll eat like, I don't know, lettuce leaves for lunch and something really not filling as satisfying, because you also need to fill yourself up. You also need to feel satisfied, or else you're going to get like sugar cravings and stuff throughout the day as well. So that's really, really important. So we look at the structure and the combination. And then if we're looking at like lunch and dinner, we would be ensuring that we're getting the right combination there. Is lunch low carb and then dinner high carb? And sometimes if the plateau is really not shifting, we could put a real emphasis on protein. So, we could reduce the carbs a little bit more. When I say reducing the carbs, when I'm talking about carbs, I'm talking about your pasta, your rice, your potatoes, your sweet potatoes. I'm not talking about vegetables, because in the academy, we're like, eat as many vegetables as you want. And we don't really take that into the overall carb structure, even though they are carbs and some of them have carbs. But this is more talking about your grains essentially, or your potatoes, right? The ones that are typically higher in carbs. So we would play around with things. It's quite hard for me to explain this just on the podcast, because if you're not in the academy, you're not going to, of course, have all the tools here. But what I really just want to, the take home message from what I'm saying here is that look at the structure and the combinations of your meals and put an emphasis maybe on more protein. Look at your carbs. Are you eating too many carbs? No need to fear carbs. Carbs have their place, folks. But is it a quarter plate of carbs, right? Is there half a plate of vegetables? And is there a quarter of protein there, right? And what about your snacks? You could be going for higher protein snacks, right? So you could be having like boiled eggs, two boiled eggs as a snack. You could have yogurt as a snack. You could have a chocolate chai pudding as a snack. You could have maybe some tuna and mayo as a snack. So that's more like lower carb, higher protein, which can also help with breaking a weight loss plateau. And that's technically what we do in the academy. There's more to it, and I can't explain it all in a podcast. But as I said, what I want you to do is just start looking at the combinations of your meals throughout the day and think about how you could shift that around and play with them, play with the combinations, add more protein, ensure that you're getting quarter plate of carbs rather than half a plate of carbs. Ensure there's lots of veggies and lots of fruit in your day as well. And that can really help with breaking that plateau just actually by changing the combinations, and you're not actually changing the actual calorie intake, so to speak. Okay, so that would be the first thing that we would look at in the academy is the actual structure and combination of your overall day, right? And we would work on that. The other thing that we would talk about is exercise. Exercise, I always say to people, is something that we should be doing and not actually associating it with weight loss, because we should exercise for mental health, for physical health, to reduce certain illnesses. It's just something that we should do because we can do, right? But exercise will of course also complement weight loss. So maybe you haven't been doing any exercise, and that could be an idea to bring some in. Because also when you exercise, it allows you to be even more flexible with your food, right? And the easiest way to impact your metabolism is by actually gaining more, by gaining muscle mass, right? So more muscle, impacts the metabolism, and essentially you can eat more when you have more muscle mass on your body. Right. So that is something that you could definitely think about. Are you, and I'm not talking about like, looking at body weight exercises or stuff that can actually build muscle mass on your body. Right. And just also movement to any degree is also going to expend calories regardless. Right. And there's two different ways of looking at it. You could be focusing on building muscle mass, which is going to impact your metabolism. Or you could be just moving more. So walking more, right? And that in itself is going to expend more calories, right? Which could help shift things along. So look at exercise and see if you're getting any movement in. If there's no movement, maybe even some walks during the week could be something to get started. And if you're somebody that does like to work out and you've maybe just lost your way a bit, maybe it could be time to bring that back in again and give it some focus. But exercise is definitely something that can complement and help you bust through a weight loss plateau. The third tip that I want to share today is all about the scales. I think when you're only focusing on the scales, you're going to maybe think you're in a plateau, but you might not be in a plateau, because of course body composition can change without that being reflected on the scale. So what that means is your body can actually change in terms of fat mass and muscle mass, and that number won't necessarily be represented on the scale, at least in a way that you want it to be, because maybe the scale goes up and you think that you're actually going in the opposite direction, but even though your body is actually in better shape. Okay, so if you're really like hell-bent on what the scale says, it might be time to realize that the number is very, very flawed. And as I've said, your body shape may change, but this number won't always be reflected due to physiological factors happening in the body, which is out of your control. It's always going to, they're always going to be there. And if it moves up, as I said, it might impact your motivation. And the fluctuation, especially those like daily, weekly fluctuations, it's not actually weight gain, right? It's not, it's just that normal fluctuation. So ensure that you are tracking in multiple ways so that you're actually able to see the full scope and you're able to see, because if you're just relying on the scales, you might think more often that you're not seeing progress and that you're plateauing, but you're actually not if you were focusing on pictures or measurements. And also just looking, you know, thinking about how you feel or using clothes as a guide as well, right? So don't just be focusing on one tracking method, focus on many, and then you're also able to see and have a full understanding of when you are actually plateauing, because you need to have the right data in order to actually be able to understand that, okay? And then my last tip that I want to share with you today is all about drinks, alcohol, milky coffees, stuff like that. So of course, drinking alcohol will impact results. It depends how often you drink, how much you drink. In the academy, we nothing is off limits. So it's just more like, how can we have everything in, but in the right way and in a more balanced way without impacting results. So if somebody is drinking a glass of wine every night, yeah, that's going to impact results. If you're having a couple of glasses on a Saturday night, not such a big deal, right? So that's the difference between what, like 7 glasses or 2 glasses. 7 glasses, probably going to make a difference in weight. 2 glasses, not so much, right? And also you might have some weeks where you don't drink alcohol at all. And then one weekend in the month where you have a bottle of wine, that's fine because, you know, looking on an average, that's not a big deal. But if it's creeping in quite often, that could be something that could be sabotaging. Because also think about it, when you drink alcohol, you're also more likely to snack and eat at the same time. So you're getting more calories from the alcohol, and you're getting more calories from the drink itself, okay? Also think about your milky coffees. That's something that we see a lot with our clients too. We we recommend in the academy have 1 milky coffee per day. And that can sort of be helpful with ensuring that the milky coffees aren't adding to the calorie intake throughout the day. And easily, you know, it's like they can easily add up, or any other drinks for that matter that have, you know, that are not maybe like fizzy drinks and stuff like that, that, you know, obviously have calories attached to them. And if you're drinking them very often and every single day, when that is over the week, over the course of the week, and then over the course of a month, then of course that could be impacting your results. So think about your coffees. Are you having cappuccinos, lattes? How many per day? Could you reduce that to 1? And that easily will also make a dent, especially if you're maybe having like 3 or 4 already a day. Just that one simple change in itself will also help you see progress. So folks, there's a lot more when we're talking about plateaus, there's a lot more to it. There's of course, food is going to be the biggest factor here. And it's very hard for me to explain it in detail in this episode, but I hope I've given you some food for thought. You know, what you can also do is grab pen and paper and write down what you're eating on a daily basis, because this can also help you eyeball and see where are the blind spots, where are you struggling. If you're not eating breakfast in the morning, then there's a possibility that you're going to have a bigger appetite in the evening, and that's why you're going to be snacking more. So are you having 3 meals per day? Are you having healthy snacks in between? Are you balancing your blood sugar levels? Are you skipping meals? Are you allowing those blood sugar levels to drop, and then that's why you're eating more? Are you moving? What's the structure like of your meals? Is there an emphasis on protein? Are you having protein at every meal? Are you having half a plate of veggies at lunch and dinner? Are you having a quarter plate of carbs? What are the snacks? Are the snacks, can you put some high protein snacks in there, like yogurt, any type of meat, for example, as I said, tuna and mayo, boiled eggs, those type of things. And then, of course, the other things that I brought in and something for you to think about is your exercise, looking at the scales and how you're tracking progress, and drinks. So anything that has calories involved, alcohol, milky coffees, those sort of things. So I hope that, as I said, it gives you some food for thought. You can have a little bit of a idea of what are the areas that you need to give some attention to help you break this plateau. And of course, I always love to hear your main takeaways from this episode. So make sure that you follow me on Instagram. My handle is I am Anna Wallace. And you can upload in your Instagram stories, let me know your takeaway from the episode. What do you need to do moving forward? What do you need to focus on? What's important for you? Let me know, as I love to read what you get from these episodes. Okay, folks, I hope today was a good one for you, and I'll see you in the next episode.